Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
We are back and better than ever. Sam Crowley, podcast number two for the new year. Don't you just love hearing that jingle again? Man, I'll tell you what. It gets me jacked up. I did no station identification on the last show for the first podcast of this year. So if you're a new listener to the Every Day Saturday podcast, which we have every single day of the year in over 100 countries around the world, it's great to have you. This is where the dreamers come to listen to real talk about how to get after it in a big way. Not a lot of this new age woo-woo stuff that, you know, we're going to sit Indian style in the middle of a pasture and wish for a bicycle. That's not happening. You can do that. I mean, by all means, there's a pasture nearby. You can go and sit there and wait for the universe to bring you whatever you want. Or you can actually get off your rusty duff and go get something happening today. It doesn't take a lot, really, to create any momentum in your life. You just got to be willing to get after it in a big way, be willing to be criticized. Do you want it bad enough to be criticized? Because you will be criticized often. As you become more successful, the criticism comes more and more because the average individuals who settled for absolutely being average in their life feel offended that you've actually gone after it and you're making them look bad. It's your fault. It's your fault they're broke. You know that, right? It's your fault they're stuck in the same job. It's your fault they're sitting around posting all day about stuff that doesn't really matter, as opposed to doing anything with their life. That's your fault, all right? So make sure you own that. The lack of success of the people out there that are taking shots at you, that is on you, man. That's your fault. So, hey, also make sure you go to iTunes. Leave a great 5-star rating for the Everyday Saturday podcast. Sure would appreciate it. Helps people find the show much easier. And by the way, station identification, it's Sam Crowley, host of the show, founder of EverydaySaturday.com. I'm just an abnormal individual out there trying to rattle the cages before I take my last breath and at least leave a legacy. You know, God, are you kidding? Seriously, who the hell wants to be average in life? I'll tell you what, man. You call me anything. Call me anything you want. Just don't call me average. I'll take anything other than that. Man, that's a dagger to my heart. So speaking about taking your last breath, I'm engulfed in sadness. And I'm going to keep this a very upbeat show today. Very upbeat, because there's no other way to go through life. But, boy, I talked about it at the end of the last show. Stuart Scott, ESPN anchor for many years on television. And I grew up with a guy. I was about 25 years old when he came on the scene. I'm 46 now. And in the mid-90s, he was he's an African-American guy from Chicago via North Carolina, University of North Carolina. And he came into ESPN as a sports anchor, and he brought a real hip-hop edge to ESPN. I mean, different than what anybody ever did. I mean, his coin phrase is booyah when he would do highlights. And I loved his saying, this cat is cooler than the other side of the pillow. And a lot of people didn't like him, man, because he brought that, you know, typically it's the older white guy with the red tie that's going to sit around and give you your sports at the end of the night. Like the evening news. Just think of whoever your local evening newscaster is in your city. That's who most people think about when they want to deliver their news or their sports. Well, Stewart's a young black guy, probably in his mid-20s, and he teamed up with a guy named Rich Eisen, and they did SportsCenter at night, every night in the mid-90s. And, you know, when I was in my 20s, I was watching those two, and I was like, wow, this guy's different. And I didn't like him at first. I just didn't. I'm like, dude, just give me my sports like I'm used to. You know, I'm a 26-year-old white guy. Give me that 40-year-old white guy version of sports. I don't want this hip-hop stuff. And then I was like, wow, this guy's really unique, man. It's like, and he grew on me. And I loved him. After a while, I was like, wow, he is different. I mean, he was definitely an acquired taste. But that's what my whole brand is now, you know, being an acquired taste. And I'm not too proud to say that I didn't like the guy at first, because of the edge that he had and this whole hip-hop angle that he brought to sports. But after a while, I'm like, damn, this guy's unique. And I appreciate that now today, 2015, more than ever. And so Stewart was doing a Monday night game. He was working a Monday night game as a broadcaster for ESPN back in 2007. I think that was the year, about 7 years ago, a little over 7 years ago. And he had to have an emergency appendectomy, and he had to have his appendix taken out that night, literally, while he left the set and went and had that done at the hospital. And then they discovered cancer of the appendix, and he had it treated, and it went away, and then it came back in 2011. And, you know, look, I don't want to go into it. It's the same story here from cancer victims. Cancer sucks, and it's taken so many people that I know, people probably that you know. We all know somebody that's been affected by it. And yesterday, you get the news, Stewart Scott died at the age of 49. And it just hit me. I was at the gym, like I talked about on the last podcast. I was just finishing up my warm-up at LA Fitness. It was Sunday morning, yesterday, January 4th, about 9:30 in the morning. And I got my headphones on, music's blasting, but I see the closed caption coming across the screen. The ESPN anchors are talking about Stewart Scott, and now they got about this 15-minute memorial to him, this video montage, and it was classic Stu, you know, back in the days on the set, off the set, running around, interviewing Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, and LeBron James, and people like that. And I got so sad, and I don't know why. I mean, I know why, because like I said on the last show, it represents a time in my life when I was in my 20s, man, and now I'm not in my 20s. And a guy that's 49 years old is dead, and he was just 3 years older than me. And I'm thinking, wow, it just hit on so many levels. Like, this is really close to home for me. And I don't know Stewart Scott. I never met the guy. But like you, you know, think of somebody who's your favorite singer or somebody you identify with. And you go back to a point in time, you're like, you grew up with that person, even though you didn't grow up with that person. You know, it's like you grew up in that same era. I think that's what it is, that era. You know, 1995, January of 1995, that was 20 years ago. Oh, my God. That freaks me out. I mean, think about January of 1995 to me seems like yesterday. I mean, it really does. It seems like the 90s don't seem that far away. The 80s, yeah, okay, they're starting to seem. But the 80s seem like they're 20 years ago. You know what I mean? Like I graduated high school in 1986. That seems like just 20 years ago. Not the 90s. I mean, my God, it's just. When people start passing away, it adds even more urgency to our own plan and what we're doing with every single minute. I mean, you've got to stand guard at the entrance of your mind, and you got to even guard your time even more. There's so many things that are going to try to steal your time. There's obviously people who are going to try to come into your life and have you doing things that don't matter, spending time on things that don't matter, talking about things that don't matter, you know? And then there's going to be events that you got to make decisions. Are you going to give time to that event? Are you going to give energy to that occurrence? A lot of scenarios that happen at work and in business. And, you know, I'm struggling. By the way, this is so meaningless. But I don't know why. I can't get Skype to record. I've got call recorder on Ecamm. I purchased it for $20 a year ago, and now it doesn't work. And I've been fiddling with this thing. And I finally said, to hell with it. I'm not doing it anymore. It's been 2 hours. I'm trying to get I uninstalled Skype. I installed Skype. I updated my Mac. I got all the software updates. I still can't get this damn thing to record. And it's just stubbornness. I can go back out and buy it again for $20 or buy another Skype recording software. But I was stubborn. I'm like, no, I'm getting this thing. And I started Saturday. Today's Monday. So I started Saturday, fiddled it for an hour, couldn't get it. This morning for another hour and a half. I'm done. 2.5 hours. Time vampire, I can't get that time back. And I'm thinking, Sam, this is what you teach, man. What the hell are you doing, spending 2.5 hours fiddling with this stupid Skype software? I mean, it's just something as little as that makes me so mad that I gave 2 hours or more to that stupid Skype software recording issue when I could have been doing something. Hell, I could have created a new product in 2 hours. You know what I mean? I could have recorded 4 new podcasts in 2 hours. So my point is, you've got to stand guard at the entrance of your mind and guard your time and the people that you invest in and things you invest in. I think I cried 3 times yesterday. I cried when I saw the video montage of Stewart Scott that was about 15 minutes long. I cried again when I saw Rich Eisen, who was partnered with Stu Scott at SportsCenter. He now is on NFL Network. I saw he gave about a minute and a half tribute to Stuart Scott. And I cried last night right before I heard it on the radio, actually, first, before I saw it online. And I was just about ready to go in and pick up my daughter, Madeline, at youth group. And that was my eyes are bloodshot and bawling. It's just, and then again this morning, it's just, I don't know why, man. It just hit me so damn hard. It's not Stuart Scott the person, because I don't know him personally. It's what he represented, an era of my life that's now dying. You know, the memories are there, but it's dying. And hell, I could come down with cancer this year. You know what I mean? And what am I going to do? Say that I spent time, 2.5 hours, trying to, hey, Sam, you got an hour to live. Well, let me spend 2 trying to install a call recorder on Skype. How stupid that is. We do it every day. It's so freaking stupid. And the people that we allow to just go down these silly rabbit trails of stuff that doesn't even matter, man. You know, you hear what somebody said about me? F you. You know, get out of here. I got way too much stuff to do, way too many products to build, too many events to speak at, too many lives to change to deal with what somebody might have said about you, me, or anybody else. I guess that's the message for today's show, man, is quit spending time on crap that doesn't matter. And maybe you've lost a individual over the past month or so that you actually did know. Loved one, mother, father, God forbid a child, but it happens. Friend of the family, uncle, aunt, somebody, you know, and that's when it starts to hit home. Like, what the hell are we doing with our lives? Are you really going to give energy to stuff that doesn't move you forward in life? No, I'm not. I didn't before. I sure as hell ain't going to do it in 2015, and neither are you. Are you with me? Fired up, man. I'm fired up. Fired up. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.